in this kingdom, the treasures of the kingdom are accessible by the key of knowledge.
Vision is a necessity for human survival. You are a deliberate creature of a God in heaven, and you were sent from the realm of eternity into the earth realm in order to fulfill a divine purpose. You are here on a mission.
Jesus died, resurrected to restore us back to the glory realm. Christianity is a call unto the glory life. Christianity is a call unto a life of glory and dominion. You have to be transformed into that version of you that is needed to fulfill your destiny. Through the process of spiritual metamorphosis, mental metamorphosis, the assignment is at the mercy of your personal growth and transformation. Thank you for satisfying your mouth with good things. Thank him for there is a mighty supply. Thank him for divine provisions. Thank him for supernatural supplies and divine provisions. For satisfying your mouth with good things. Thank him for prospering you. Thank him for prosperity. Surplus supplies. Supernatural supplies. Divine provisions. Come on, bless his name. Mande kilo fretetete lapate liko borakida. Thank him for the showers of his blessings upon your life and family, upon the work of your hands. Thank him for renewing your strength like the eagle. Thank him for renewal of your strength, supernatural strength, for taking you from glory to glory, from strength to strength. Liko bariga dai. Thank him for supernatural strength and speed. Pratos ketila barakunde. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. We give you the praise. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. Can you go ahead and worship him? His name.
Great is thy
Father, because you've come to change us, to transform us, oh yes, to do us good, to do with us and for us what no man else can do. Thank you, Father. Let the eyes of our understanding be enlightened. Let your word renew our mind. Transform us, transmogrify us, transport us to higher levels, higher dimensions, the new levels of glory, new levels of victory. Release upon us fresh grace, fresh oil, fresh fire. Thank you, Father. At the end of the day, may your name be glorified. In Jesus' name. Clap your hands, oh you people. Come on, shout to the Lord with a voice of triumph. Come on, shout glory. Hallelujah. You might be seated in God's presence. Welcome. Glory to God. I'm so excited about today. We are commencing our July Apostolic Teaching Series, titled Mega Harvest. Can you rejoice, celebrate Jesus? No, you are not celebrating like. You see, I told you, harvest time is celebration time. Harvest is a season of great joy and celebration. It's a time of rejoicing. Am I communicating? It's a season of joy. Nobody is ever sad during harvest period. Now, can you rejoice and celebrate like people that are ready to reap mega harvest? Come on, rejoice! Hallelujah! Glory to God. I'm so excited. And secondly, we are on a fast. Last week, Monday, 3rd of July, we commence our 14 days mid-year mega harvest fast. Today is the what? The 7th. We were here yesterday. We've been holding meeting every day since Monday. If you've not been coming, you have been missing big time. Praise God. Very, very awesome time of prayer, time of fellowship, time of feasting on the word. I commenced a powerful teaching series in the course of the mid-year prayer daily meetings. I've been teaching on the power of priestly sacrifices. You know, I think yesterday was part what? Part four. Tomorrow I will do the last part, part five. Praise God. What am I saying? Yeah, tomorrow, because we meet every day. So we are meeting tomorrow 4:30. We meet 4:30 to 6:30 for corporate daily prayers, and it will continue like that until the last day. Okay, Saturday is not 4:30. Monday to Friday is 4:30. We meet here, live and direct, to pray corporately before breaking our fast. But on Saturday, we meet 9 a.m. to 12 p.m., okay? 9 a.m. is 9 to 12. Praise God. And we break a bit earlier on Saturday, which is we break by 2 p.m. But other days is after the prayers, okay? Praise God. I say praise God. And then the last day of this mega harvest mid-year fast, the 14th day, will be one. Will be when? 16th? Sunday 16th, right? Now, that is a very, very special day. It's going to be the last day of the feast. It's going to be the last day. That's next week, Sunday. I beg you in the name of God, don't miss next week, Sunday. And don't just come alone. Come with your friends, come with your family. Because there is going to be something massive that is going to happen. I know things will be happening in the course of the exercise, but that last day is usually a special one. The Lord has given me some instruction. Now, here are the instruction that will be carried out that last day of the feast, which is on Sunday, next Sunday. The Lord said, I should pray and anoint everybody. Everybody. I'm going to be anointing everybody. Am I communicating? Yes. It's going to be an impartation service. I'll be anointing everybody with the holy anointing oil. Praise God. Anointing for mega harvest. Anointing for the activation of the sevenfold prophetic blessing. We say this is our season of what? Sevenfold prophetic blessing. Please don't miss it. Anointing for the second half of the year. Am I communicating? Very, very powerful. So, come hungry, and of course, you should come fasting. Praise God. Then secondly, the Lord said, everyone should come with at least 7 prayer requests or 7 things you are trusting and believing God for this second half of the year. You can go more than 7, but minimum of 7. Write them down. Am I communicating? 7 things you want God to do for you this second half of the year. 7 specific things you are trusting God for. Whether it is miracle, healing, money, whatever. Am I communicating?
Write it clearly. Write it. Come along with it. I'm going to pray on it. Am I communicating? Two very important instructions. These were the things God gave me. And it's the same thing I'm telling you. Praise God. Thank you, Father. Mega harvest. Mark chapter 4, verse 24. Mark chapter 4, verse 24. Today we'll be looking at the introduction. Okay, we'll continue this series throughout this month. Jesus, he said unto them, take heed what you hear. Take heed what ye hear. Now, okay, give me New King James Version. Let's use New King James Version for the reading. Take heed what you hear. It matters what you hear. Even faith cometh by hearing. Fear too cometh by hearing. The difference is what is heard, the information heard. Something you are listening to is feeding your faith or your fear. Something you are listening to and watching all the time is the explanation behind why your heart is so full of fear, doubt, and unbelief, or why your heart is full of faith. Very important. You are what you eat. What, and how do you eat? By hearing and by seeing. By watching, by listening. That is how you eat. Oh. You are what you eat. So Jesus said, be careful what you hear. Why? Because anything you keep hearing and you keep seeing will enter your heart. And the Bible says, guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Proverbs 4:23. That word issues means boundaries, frontiers, limits, the forces that shape life. Okay? So, you see, it's like computer. Garbage in, garbage out. It's what you put inside that will come out. Am I communicating? The outcome of your life, the event of your life, the happenings is going to be defined by the things, the intake. Intake determines outcome. Input determines output. Are you getting the point? So anything you don't want to see in your life, don't even give attention. Don't listen to it. Don't watch it. Don't give it allowance. Am I communicating? Let it not pass through the ear gate and the eye gate. Because these are the two gates that things get into your heart. Through the ear gate, what you keep hearing, listening to, then the eye gate. Am I communicating? What you keep seeing. That's how it gains entrance into your life. And once it enters your heart like that, it will show up in your life. It's just a matter of time. It will show up. Praise God. I say praise God. So, take heed what you hear. Ensure that it is faith building. Ensure that what you are hearing is edifying. It's not every music you should listen to. It's not every movie you should watch. It's not every show on TV. Am I communicating? You see, you have to be selective. There's what we call the principle of selective blindness and deafness. Anything that does not edify, anything that will not build your faith, anything that will not help you fulfill God's plan and purpose for your life should never be given allowance into your heart. Don't allow it pass through the eye gate and the ear gate. Am I communicating? Be deaf to those things and be blind to those things. Praise God. Because if you allow them, they will show up in your life. He said to them, take heed what you hear. With the same measure you use, it will be measured to you. And to you who hear, more will be given. Praise God. Now, give me this in Amplified. I like the way Amplified put it. Amplified Version. He said to them, be careful what you are hearing. Let me tell you, neighbor, be careful what you are hearing. Many people have been discouraged from serving God because of what those around them, their friends and all of that, or even family members, told them. that sowed a seed of doubt in their heart. It affected their service in the house of God. They even stopped serving in the various departments they were serving. Why? Because they paid attention to the wrong people. Am I communicating? There are people called dream killers. You share your dreams with them. You share the vision God has put in your heart. You share the things God has told you to do. They discourage you. For every time you show them how it can be possible, they will show you how it will not work. I'm telling you the truth. So, be careful. It's not everything you should share with people. Praise God. Some ladies, that's how they have lost their fiancé, because they told their friends, and their friend double-crossed them and snatched their boyfriend from, snatched their fiancé. And later, their friend married the guy. They only saw wedding invitation. Praise God. Be careful what you are hearing. The measure of thought and study. Oh, I like this part. He said, in other words, pay attention to this word of God that you are hearing. Oh, he said, because the measure of thought, think about the word of God you are hearing. Ponder on it. You know, Christians are expert at taking notes in church and in services like this. But question, after taking today's note, do you go through it? When you go back home, do you review it? Do you meditate on it? Do you ponder on it? Do you go through all those scriptures and verses you wrote and the notes you took? Am I communicating? Because if you do, you will gain more from it. In fact, you will receive more revelation than the one that was shared on the pulpit. Are you getting this? He said the measure of thought and study. Do you go back to study more on the topic? The measure of thought and study you give to the truth you hear. So, in other words, you must always give thought and then study to the truth that you hear. Meditate on it. Ponder on it. Study around it. That is how to maximize those truths. That is how to benefit and profit maximally from it. Are you listening? It says the measure of thought and study you give to the truth you hear will be the measure of virtue. Virtue means power. The anointing will be the measure of virtue or power and knowledge, revelation knowledge that comes back to you. And more beside will be given unto you who hear. Can you shout amen? So you determine the extent of your receiving by your decision to give more thought and study to the truth you hear. The workability of the anointing that comes with the message, that comes with the truth you hear. The workability of that anointing in your life is directly proportional to the measure of thought and study that you give to it. So, the same people can listen to the same message, but the word will produce to different degrees in their life. Is it because God is partial? No. He said the measure and thought of study you give to that truth determines the extent of the workability of the anointing that came with it in your life. Are you getting me? Very powerful principle here. Next verse. Now you can go back to New King James Version. Let's finish the reading. Thank you. For whoever has, to him more will be given. But whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken away from him. 26. And he said, the kingdom of God is as if a man should scatter seed on the ground. As if a man should scatter seed on the ground. Next verse. King James say, as if a man should cast seed. And should sleep by night and rise by day. And the seed should sprout and grow. He himself does not know how. Verse 28. For the earth yields crops by itself, First the blade, then the head. After that, the full grain in the head. Can you see the process of growth? He said, for the head yields crops by itself. First the blade, and then the head. After that, the full grain in the head. And then 29. But when the grain ripens, that's harvest time, when the grain ripens, immediately he puts in what? The sickle. Why? Why? Please help me read that last verse. 1, 2, 3, go. But when the grain ripens, immediately he puts in the sickle. Because what? The harvest has come. Now prophesy to your neighbor. Your season of harvest has come. Turn to the next neighbor. Say, this is your harvest time. Look at yourself. Say, it is my harvest time o'clock. Do you really believe it? He says, when the grain ripens, immediately he puts in the sickle because the harvest has come. This is our season of mega harvest. God gave us a prophetic word that year 2023 is our year of supernatural harvest. Can you shout amen? Oh yes, oh yes. Mega harvest is from two words, mega harvest. What is mega? Mega is from the Greek word megas. The Greek word megas. That's just add S to this. That's megas. It means great. So when we say mega harvest, we are talking of great harvest. It also means large. Mega harvest means large harvest. It also means mighty. Mighty harvest. I can continue. It also means monumental. Monumental harvest. That word mega also means colossal. Colossal harvest. Bumper harvest. Plenteous harvest. Am I communicating? Very great harvest. Very large harvest. Huge harvest. Mighty harvest. Monumental harvest, colossal harvest, bumper harvest, plenteous harvest. Praise God. And what is harvest? What is harvest? Right. Harvest. Harvest refers to the season of reaping mature crops. Harvest refers to that season of reaping what? Mature crops or farm produce. It's an agricultural term. And you know, in Bible days, the children of Israel, beginning with the patriarchs, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, they were farmers. They were big time businessmen. And what was their business? Farming. Praise God. I say praise God. Farming is the oldest business in the Bible. Right? Abraham was a farmer. Isaac was a farmer. Jacob was a farmer. And they were all wealthy guys. They were big time farmers. Their business was agriculture. Praise God. The economy in Bible days largely was an agrarian economy. It was built on agriculture. Praise God. So Jesus used a lot of parables that has to do with farming. Even the parable of the sower. You remember? A sower went forth to sow seed. Some fell by the wayside, you know. It was a parable in which he used agriculture, farming. You know, if you understand farming principles, you will understand so much kingdom principles. There are a lot of parallels. Praise God. I say praise God.
How many of you have farmed before? Or you are still farming? Let me see your hand up. Me, I have farmed before. Let me raise my hand too. My father was a farmer. He liked to farm. We used to go to farm and celebrate my brother and his wife. Please around. Right, Elisha. Those days, if you come back from school, they will carry your lunch to the farm. So if you miss farm, you miss lunch. And you will still miss dinner. My father will flog you very well. So you have to go to farm. So as I come back from school, I change uniform straight to the farm. So I understand some things about farming. Praise God. So the word harvest is an agricultural term. It talks about that season in which the farmer receives all the reward for his labor. That is during harvest time that all his input, all his effort, all his labors in that farmland will be rewarded. So harvest time is a season of reward. It's a time of reward for all your labors, your input, your sweat, everything. Your investment in that farm is usually rewarded during harvest time. Okay, what is harvest? Right. Harvest also refers to the act or process. The act or process of gathering crops or farm produce. The act or process of gathering crops or farm produce. Praise God. Give me James chapter 5 verse 7. James chapter 5 verse 7. He says, be patient therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. He said, behold, the husbandman. Now, that husbandman there is a farmer. It literally means a farmer, okay? The husbandman or farmer waited for the precious fruit of the earth. Precious fruit of the earth. Even God is waiting for the harvest of the earth. You know, Jesus came and died. Did he die for nothing? No. He brought redemption. He brought salvation. He's expecting the harvest. God sowed his son as a seed. Jesus said, except a corn of wheat fall to the ground and die. And that corn of wheat is referring to himself. Except he dies, he abides alone. But when he dies, he brings forth what? More. Am I communicating? So Jesus has died. God has sown the seed of his son. He's waiting for the harvest of what? Many sons in their billions. And you are one of them. Can you shout amen? And we'll continue to reap harvest of souls across the world. This is our motivation for preaching the gospel. Because Jesus is coming back soon. Are you getting me? Souls need to be saved. This is why we are going on air. This is why we have avalanche of good news broadcast. It's not because we want to be popular or known. There is a wall out there to reach. There are billions that are yet untold. Am I communicating? The gospel must be preached and souls must be saved. He told us, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. I told you there are different levels of harvest. In January, I shared with you let's do a little refresher. The different level of harvest to expect, right? In this our year of what? Supernatural harvest. Can you remember those level of harvest? Okay. The first level or dimension of harvest, supernatural harvest, that God has ordained for us this year is the harvest of souls into his kingdom. Harvest of lost souls into the kingdom. Harvest of lost souls into the kingdom. Massive salvation of souls. And of course, after salvation, transformation of those souls won. Okay? So we win them to Christ, we get them saved, then we what? Renew their mind and transform them by the word of God. Are you listening? Very important. Bring them to the place of what? Growth and maturity. After soul winning comes soul development. And that soul development has to do with what? Renewing their mind using the word of God. This is why we teach discipleship and all of that. Leading to what? Transformation.
bringing them to the point of maturity until they come to that fullness of the measure of the stature of the Son of God, until they conform to the image of the Christ. Are you getting me? Spiritual growth and maturity, transformation. The second dimension of harvest, we said, is harvest of what? The blessings and favors of God. Harvest of blessings and favors. Supernatural blessings. You see, God is going to embarrass you with his blessings this year. God is going to favor you like never before this year. Me, I've been enjoying favor. I don't know about you. Harvest of supernatural favors, divine favors. That favor will open doors, even impossible doors will open. It will bring about supernatural breakthroughs, supernatural open doors, supernatural promotions. The favor of God is a power of promotion. Supernatural liftings, supernatural help and assistance. Am I communicating? Then the third dimension of harvest, we say, is harvest of what? Harvest of what? Help me. Abundant kingdom wealth and riches. Harvest of abundant kingdom wealth and riches. That's money and material resources. Surplus financial prosperity. Harvest, financial harvest. Expect mega financial harvest. Am I communicating? Harvest of financial fortunes. Financial blessings. Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes. We need the money to finance the harvest of souls. Very important. Am I communicating? You see, God is not blessing you so that you will spend it only on I, me, and myself. No, don't be selfish. That's why it's called kingdom wealth. God empowers his people economically. He blesses you financially. He favors you with financial fortune, primarily because of his kingdom agenda. Am I communicating? Because it says, Zechariah 1:17, cried, saying that my cities shall through prosperity, not poverty, be spread abroad. Can you shout amen? Amen. So use your money, put your money into the gospel. The more you do that, the more God will trust you with more. Am I communicating? God wants you to prosper financially because of his love. There is no good father that will ever wish poverty for his children. God wants to bless you financially. He wants you to prosper financially because he loves you. He's your heavenly father. And then God needs you to prosper financially because of the gospel, because of his kingdom agenda. Do you know poverty is an attack on kingdom agenda? Nothing frustrates the spread of the kingdom and the spread of the gospel like poverty. Because the voice of the poor preacher is not heard. No influence. He cannot even afford the necessary platform to preach the gospel in an unmatchable dimension. Am I communicating? The gospel is free, but the means to take it to the lost that need it is not free. It's capital intensive. Reinhard Bonnke crusade. Reinhard Bonnke, what a blessing. In his lifetime, 79 million souls came to Christ, and they are still counting. I hear it's 80 something million now. He has handed over, he has gone to be with the Lord. Daniel Colander, right, is continuing the work. But do you know how much the millions of dollars that every Reinhard Bonnke crusade requires? Millions of dollars. One of the biggest partners is Kenneth Copeland, the richest preacher in America. Some people criticize him because of his prosperity message. But see how he's using the money to partner with Reinhard Bonnke, apart from the preaching he himself is doing.
and he's a televangelist. He's putting millions and billions of dollars, investing it into the gospel. A lot of those Reinhard Bonnke crusades would not have been possible without the partnership of Kenneth Copeland. He's the biggest giver. Am I communicating? See, make up your mind this year to be a big-time kingdom financier. Big-time financier of the gospel. You have to make up your mind. Think beyond yourself. Seek first the kingdom of God. Seek first the kingdom, not your need first. Is kingdom first. You see, that's the problem. Listen, prosperity in God's kingdom is a function of your priorities. You must prioritize the kingdom above your personal needs. Jesus said, even your heavenly Father knows that you need these things. He said, don't be worried about what to drink, what to eat, wherewith shall I be clothed, all these human needs and all of that. He said, shift your focus from there. He said, seek first the kingdom and his righteousness. Then all these things that you are worried about shall be added. So if you prioritize God and his kingdom agenda first, I'm telling you, God is going to what? Meet your welfare. He will never leave you stranded. In fact, your other needs will be met without prayer. Oh yes, he will handle your welfare. The reason why many Christians keep struggling is as if a luta continua financially without any hope of victory is because on their scale of preference, priority, the kingdom is down, 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 down. Their needs is up, 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 up. So they don't prioritize the kingdom. And that is why struggle continues. God said, carry down my kingdom that you put down, put it as number one. Let my kingdom become your number one priority, passion, and pursuit. Then I will meet your needs. Am I communicating? This is why God is blessing you. And you know, there was a word God gave us during Kingdom Finance Summit that is raising billionaires, kingdom billionaires in AGMI. Even gave us a specific number that were in that service. I don't know how many millionaires. Of course, if he's raising that number of billionaires, that means there will be more millionaires. Am I communicating? Tell your neighbor you are part of them. The best place, I know people invest. Listen. It's good to invest. We talk about business investment. We talked about Reduru Kingdom Finance, right? Can invest in stock exchange market, commodity market, stocks, bond, etc., treasury bills. It's good to invest. Money multiplies through investment, right? But should I surprise you, the best place to invest is in God's kingdom. Many people don't see giving towards gospel as investment. Many Christians, in their mind, they think they are losing the money. It's a wrong mentality. It's a wrong mindset. See it as kingdom investment. See it as kingdom investment. There is no more fertile place to sow your seed than the gospel. And guess what? Kingdom investment will even pay you more than any other kind of investment. Jesus said, any man that has given houses, land, this, that, for the gospel, the sake of the gospel, he said, he shall reap what? Talk to me. He shall reap what? 100 what? Fold harvest. And hope you know 100 fold is not 100%. Because some people think it's 100%. No. 100 fold means times 100. Times 100. Now, tell me. Is there any business legitimate, not all this illegitimate, legit business that can guarantee you 100-fold return on your investment? Talk to me in the natural. Any business like that, except the illegitimate ones that want to dupe people, they put in 100,000 today, tomorrow you get 1.2 million.
Even you, you no go fear.
There is no legitimate business on it that guarantees that kind of returns. It's only kingdom investment. Praise God. Invest wisely. I'm not saying don't invest in business, stock exchange, shares and all of that, real estate. Please do. But prioritize kingdom investment. That's what I'm trying to say. And the thing about this giving towards God's kingdom, it has to do with your faithfulness, because kingdom wealth is an entrustment. He that is faithful in the very least is faithful in much. So at your level, start from there and be faithful. And for every level that you reach, that you stop being faithful, that is where you will be stuck, because God cannot entrust more to you, because he does not trust you. God is not blessing you so that you go and marry another wife. You know, there are people like that. More money means more wives. We used to have one military man like that in my barracks in Abuja, Yakubu Gawan barracks, now Mambila barracks. One funny man, anytime they promote him, he will marry a new wife. More new promotion means new wife. So all, in my primary school, all from primary to secondary, his children are in every class, at least one in the barrack. Don't become like that. God is not blessing you so that you go and collect chieftaincy title in your village, and we've not seen your money in the gospel. You go and spend millions, bribe the chief, the head of the king of your village, bribe all the elders, give me Odumodu number one, now wear red cap, chief Tensi. You understand? But there are Christians that do it. That's not why God is blessing you. Praise God. God is blessing you primarily because of the gospel. Of course, there is a place for your own welfare too, and your family. There is a place for it. Am I communicating? Then there is a place for helping humanity, the poor, the needy, the orphans, and all of that, the less privileged. You also bless them. Don't chop alone. Are you getting me? No. Help the poor, help the needy, help suffering humanity. That's another purpose why God blesses us. Glory to God. I say glory to God. Then another level of harvest, dimension of harvest you should expect, is harvest of the miraculous. Harvest of miracles, signs and wonders. Can you shout amen? We're already seeing this. Oh my God. Miraculous manifestations. Oh yes, oh yes. Mighty, mighty demonstrations of God's power, God's grace. Oh yes. Harvest of miracles, signs, wonders. We've been on avalanche of radio, avalanche of radio broadcasts is barely 2 months. It's not over up to 2 months, just a month and some weeks. Look at the mighty testimonies that are flowing from it. So many glorious testimonies. Am I communicating? All manner of testimonies. You see, even in AGM I hear. Even the person sitting next to you, he has a testimony. It's just that he has not testified. Praise God. Harvest of miracles, signs, wonders. Have a miracle mentality this year. You are not limited to only natural factors and elements. Think outside the box. Have a supernatural mentality. Become a supernaturalist. Renew your mind unto the miraculous. Expect miracles every day. Let me tell you, nobody, expect God to perform for you miracles, signs, wonders every day. Then we say, expect the harvest of what? Supernatural light, penetrative insight, understanding, and wisdom. Is another dimension of harvest. Harvest of supernatural light, penetrative insight,
understanding and wisdom. Then we say, expect harvest of the gift of men. Harvest of the gift of men. These are your destiny helpers. Gift of men. God ordained destiny helpers, including prophetic helping hands. Praise God. Helpers will rise for you this year. People will rise and help you. See, God will raise some people that will carry your matter on their head. They will carry your case on their head. And they will not rest until you get the desired result. It takes the Spirit of God to steer people's heart, to put it in people's... See, the Holy Ghost and angel will start putting your name in people's heart to help you, to favor you. Am I communicating? They will assist you. This is a world of men. Even God helps us through human beings. God uses men to reach out to men. So there are men God have commanded to bless you, to favor you, to help you. They will show up this year. Am I communicating? Expect that. The gift of men. Helpers of them. You can't afford to be working for everything that you have in life. That's for you to have it, you must work for it. Where is the place of favor? There must be element of dash. Are you getting me? There must be element of favor now. You can't just be living a favor dry life. Somebody here, is there nobody has ever given me anything? After this service, people will give to you. By the favor of God, I speak as a prophet. I say, after this service, people are giving to you speedily. Kalido Boraka Palataya. Men will rise for you. Helpers will rise for you. In that your office, God will raise woman helpers, destiny helpers. They will be on your case until you get an answer. In the name of Jesus. How did God promote Mordecai? It was through a man, the king. He said, what shall be done for the man whom the king has what? Decided to honor. Paligo Barakataya. Brandekepo. And his enemy, Haman, came up with a compendium, the best possible way to honor a man alive. And he said, oh, beautiful. He said, go and do everything as you have said. For Mordecai, the gate man. Gate man became a great man. Because God positioned a destiny helper called the king to favor and honor him. I prophesy, kings will favor you. Kings will honor you. In the name of Jesus, your days of shame are over. Your days of financial embarrassment are over. In the name of Jesus, kings and nobles, they will honor and favor you. God is opening doors for you in high places. The favor of God is causing doors to open for you in high places. Doors are opening in exclusive cycle. In the name of Jesus, the favor of God is resting upon your business. The favor of God is resting upon your career, your job. I prophesy supernatural promotions. Receive your promotion letter. In the name of Jesus. People are rising for you. The Holy Ghost told me there are some people that their first 1 million naira will enter their account, enter their hand this year. I know what I heard though. Listen, even the word mega, one of the meaning is million, 1 million. Listen, except God is dead. If you are the person I'm talking to, you will receive it. If you are not the one, you will watch. Listen. He said, nobody, 1 million has never entered your account. I prophesy. You will stand on this pulpit to testify. Between now and December, by the power of the Holy Ghost, by the ministry of financial angels, money angels, I prophesy, receive your first 1 million naira.
Receive your first 1 million naira in the name of Jesus. Somebody's annual income last year will become his monthly income this year. Kalido Boraka Palataya Mandekeba. Get ready for supernatural increase, even in your finances. Supernatural increase, all round increase, in the name of Jesus. Then lastly, expect a harvest of supernatural testimonies, mighty testimonies, glorious testimonies, an avalanche of answers to your prayers. Listen, this is the year that all those your long-standing, long-awaited prayer points will be answered. I prophesy an harvest of answers. A harvest of answers. An avalanche of answers. A harvest of testimony. Mighty testimonies. Let me tell you, neighbor, you will testify. Oh, yes. I see somebody crying. God is about to do a major miracle for you. A massive testimony is coming your way that will make you shed tears of joy. That's what I meant when I say I see somebody crying. It's not tears of sorrow or pain. Mm-mm. It's tears of joy because of the goodness of God. You will shed tears of joy. My God will surprise you. I prophesy, receive divine surprises, mighty testimonies, in the name of Jesus. Mighty testimonies. Somebody here, you've been hearing testimonies of others on this platform, on this pulpit. God say you will be the next to testify. Your testimony is coming sooner than you think, in the name of Jesus. James 5 verse 7. Manda barakataya. It's our season of mega harvest. He said, be patient therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waited for the precious fruit of the earth and asked long patience for it until he received the early and latter rain. Give me this in Amplified. Amplified. I like the way Amplified put it. He says, so be patient, brethren, as you wait till the coming of the Lord. See how the farmer, you see, that husbandman is a farmer, waits expectantly for the precious harvest from the land. See how he keeps up his patient vigil over until he receives. In other words, before the harvest comes, he has to receive the early and the late rains, the early and the latter rain. Am I communicating? And that rain is a symbol of the Holy Spirit. Hosea chapter 6 verse 3. Let me show you. The early and the latter rain typifies the Holy Spirit. The outpouring of the Spirit. The supply of the Spirit. Am I communicating? Katobalatia. It says, Hosea 6 verse 3. Hosea 6 verse 3. He said, then shall we know if we follow on to know the Lord. His going forth is prepared as the morning. It shall come unto us as the rain. You see that? As the latter and the former rain unto the earth. So the rain there is talking of the Holy Spirit. He said, it shall come to us as the rain. Am I communicating? It shall come to us as the rain. As the early rain, it is both the early rain and the latter rain. Praise God. Give me Jeremiah 5:24. Jeremiah 5:24. Jeremiah 5:24. Is it then? Neither say they in their heart, let us now fear the Lord our God that giveth rain. Who gives rain? God. Shout it. God. Our Father is a rainmaker and a rain giver. Is it both the former and the latter rain? In the course of this teaching, I will explain the meaning of the former rain and the latter rain. Is it God which giveth rain, both the former and the latter rain, in his season? And guess what? We are in that season. I say we are in that season. He says, he reserved unto us the appointed weeks of harvest. Can you shout amen? Amen. The remaining, how many more weeks left for this year? How many more weeks? Help me. Huh? A mathematician. We've gone halfway now. Is it not 52 weeks in a year? Just divide it by 2. Minus 2. 1 or 2 weeks. Eh? What's that? Eh? How many more weeks? 25, right? I prophesy the remaining 25 weeks of this year, it shall be to you weeks of appointed harvest. Weeks, every week you are harvesting, your harvest will just be coming week after week. The 25 weeks of appointed harvest in the name of Jesus. Give me a message. I like the way message put it. Message translation. Look at this. Message translation. Jeremiah 5:24. It says, it never occurs to them to say, how can we honor our God with our lives? Then God who gives rain in both spring and autumn. That's the time that the early rain and the latter rain comes. It says, and maintains the rhythm of the seasons. Who sets aside time each year for harvest? Watch it. Is it who sets aside time each year for what? Harvest. And keeps everything running smoothly for us. Can you shout amen? Amen. Thank you, Father. It's harvest time. I say it's harvest time. Code Rahatis Kalafronde Keliko Varakidas. Give me Joel 2:23. Joel 2:23. Thank you, Lord. It says, so be glad then, you children of Zion. Rejoice in the Lord your God. He has given you the former rain moderately. It will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain and the latter rain in the first month. And what will be the result of this rain? Verse 24. It says, and the floor shall be full of wheat, and the vat shall overflow with wine and oil. Can you shout amen? In other words, expect abundance of supernatural prosperity. Expect supernatural supplies. Expect also, wine is a type of the spirit, manifestations of the spirit, demonstrations of the spirit and power, the anointing. Oil is talking about the anointing. Can you shout amen? Also, wheat can also refer to revelations. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Verse 25, it says, and I will restore to you the years the locusts have eaten. So the rain brings about supernatural restoration. Next verse, 26, it says, and ye shall eat in plenty. Let me prophesy this to yourself. I shall eat in plenty. Irrespective of fuel price, irrespective of the biting economy. Prophesy it. Say it. I shall eat in plenty. He said, ye shall eat in plenty, not in lack. Kalidobo rakataya. Brande kepura katiza brakataya. He said, you shall eat in plenty and be satisfied. And praise the name of the Lord, who has dealt wondrously with you. And my people shall never be ashamed. My alagatuze veletia. Your days of shame are over, oh. All those begging and borrowing that is causing shame, it has ended. He said, my people shall never be ashamed. Next verse. He says, ye shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I am the Lord your God and none else, and my people shall never be ashamed. Double emphasis. Your days of shame and reproach are over forever. Instead of your shame, receive double honor. Receive double honor. Instead of shame, receive double honor. No more shame, no more disgrace. It has been erased. Kalidobo rakataya. Verse 28. And it shall come to pass afterward, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. Can you shout amen? 29. He said, and also upon the servant, upon the handmaid, in those days will I pour my spirit.
30, I will show wonders. You can see levels of harvest here. Supernatural, wonders, signs. He said in the heavens, in the earth, blood and fire, pillars of smoke. This is supernatural manifestation. Next verse. He says, the sun shall be turned into darkness, moon into blood before the great and terrible day of the Lord. 32. He says, and it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. In other words, all the initial harvest, all those harvests of supernatural manifestation, miracle signs and wonders, harvest of money, financial blessing, all of that, harvest of favor, all those harvests we mentioned, he said, their primary purpose is to help bring about the actualization of this last one, which is harvest of souls into the kingdom. Can you see? This is the primary purpose of the outpouring of the Spirit. Am I communicating? This is the reason why God will favor you, bless you, why miracles, signs and wonders will be wrought. Am I communicating? Miracles is not for show and entertainment or to show that a man of God is powerful. It's not for self-aggrandizement. No. It's to harvest souls into the kingdom. Am I communicating? It's to lead people to Jesus. It's to reveal and glorify Christ. And therefore, bring about a supernatural harvest of souls. Look at the final destination of the outpouring. It shall come to pass that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. For in Mount Zion in Jerusalem shall be deliverance, as the Lord had said, and in the remnant whom the Lord shall call. Can you shout amen? Thank you, Father. Ledo sefelete embragadaya. Now, how do I reap this mega harvest? What are the rules for reaping? The rules for reaping your mega harvest. The rules for reaping. Rules talks about guidelines, principles or laws. Guidelines, principles or laws. Of course, there are laws, there are principles, guidelines or rules for reaping the mega harvest we are talking about. Number one rule, right? Capture a vision of your mega harvest. Capture a vision. The law of vision. Capture a vision of your mega harvest. You must have a clear and compelling vision of the kind of harvest that you desire. So the real question is, what kind of harvest do you desire, or are you expecting God to give you this second half of the year? Even faith requires picture in your heart for it to work. Am I communicating? You must have a clear and compelling vision of your desired mega harvest. You must see it clearly. It must be compelling enough. Am I communicating? Ketubaya. Give me John chapter 4 verse 35. John 4, 35. Very important. This is the starting point. You know, God gave us a prophetic word. This is our year of supernatural harvest. Year of supernatural. But question, can you see the harvest? Can you see it? Have you envisioned it? Go beyond just hearing the word. Start seeing the word. See it come to pass in your life. Visualize what God is saying. Visualize the prophetic word. In Isaiah 2:1, don't go there. The Bible says, the word of the Lord which Isaiah saw. The son of Amos. He didn't say what the word of the Lord which he heard. Which he saw. So, the word of God coming to you, the prophetic word is designed to paint a picture in your mind. A picture in your heart. Let it produce a vision. Let the word of God inspire a vision in your heart. Am I communicating? A vision of your mighty, bumper, plenteous harvest. The word of the Lord which he saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. It's one thing for God to say, it's another thing for you to see what God is saying. You must envision it. Look at what Jesus said. Mark John 4:35. Say not ye, they are yet 4 months, then cometh harvest. He said, behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes. Lift up your eyes. Behold. Jesus is talking now, listen. He said, behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest. So, harvesting your mega harvest begins with what? Seeing it. Vision. Can you see it? He said, lift up your eyes. Because many people, their eyes are down. Jesus said, lift up your eyes. Start seeing the harvest you desire. Meditate on that prophetic word until pictures are formed in your heart. Until pictures are precipitated. Until you start seeing yourself taking delivery of your harvest. Am I communicating? He said, don't say they are still 4 months, they are still 5 months, they are still 7 months. He said, lift up your eyes, oh. Look on the fields. Set your gaze on the kind of mega harvest you want and capture the vision of the harvest. The Bible says, where there is no vision, the people perish. They cast off restraint. Where there is no prophetic revelation. Vision here, we are talking of prophetic revelation. Vision is what you see based on what God said. Vision is a clear mental picture of a better future. Or, let me put it this way. Vision in this context is a mental picture or a spiritual revelation of the mega harvest that you desire based on the word of God. It's as simple as that. You start that journey by seeing it. Give me Genesis 13 verse 14. Look at the word of the Lord unto Abraham. Genesis 13 14. The Lord said unto Abraham, after that law was separated from him, lift up now thy eyes. The same word again. Lift up now your eyes. And look from the place where thou art, northward, southward, eastward, westward. Look from where you are. Look up. For you to live where you are, you must lift up your eyes and look away from where you are to where you would rather be. Am I communicating? If you keep focusing on your current situation, your current financial level, fixing your eyes on that your account that is too near 50 kobo, that's why you will remain in that level. He said, look away from there and look where you would rather be. Look not to yourself. What kind of harvest do you want financially? That should focus your eyes there. Picture it, visualize it. How many souls do you want to win this year? And by the way, you must have a vision for salvation of souls. You must have a target. Am I communicating? In January, we say you should win how many souls? At least how many per month? At least how many? Hey, they don't forget to see them. At least we say one per month, Abby. So at least one. At least 12 minimum. You can go beyond that. So now we are in this thing. How many have you won? And you've brought to the house of God. You must have a vision for souls. Am I communicating? That's the heartbeat of God. That's the heartbeat of God. When you prioritize and focus on it, God will handle all your needs. It's simple wisdom. You must see the vision of those souls that you want to win. Let's say you plan to win 100 souls this year. Picture it. Are you listening? See it. Visualize it. Envision it. Look from where you are. Look away from where you are that is causing you depression. The more you focus on your present negative circumstances, problems, troubles, the more you feel disappointed, discouraged, depressed, downcast, distressed. He said, take your eyes off the problem. Take your eyes off your present. Take your eyes off that debt that you are owing. He says, fix your gaze on abundance. Harvest of abundance. Abundant financial and material blessing. Am I communicating? Based on the word of God. You will never leave your current level until you visualize a better picture of a better future. God told Abraham, look northward, southward, in all direction. Next verse, a translation say in all direction. For all the land which thou seest. That word land is from the Hebrew word eretz. Eretz means earth. All the earth which you see, it also means world. Which thou seest, to thee will I give it and to thy seed forever. And that seed is Christ. And Christ means Jesus plus his church, the body. Now you now see, okay, we'll come to this later. Give me Romans 4:13. Romans 4:13. He said, for all the land which thou seest, to thee will I give and to thy seed. Okay? For the promise, Paul said, for the promise that he, Abraham, in that context, he is Abraham, should be the heir. Heir means inheritor, legal owner. Am I communicating? A sharer by lot. He said, the promise that he should be the heir of the world was not to Abraham, not to his seed. That seed is Christ. Through the law, but through the righteousness of it. Can you see that Abraham became the owner of the world? Why? Because he saw the whole world. Remember, God said, lift up your eyes, not to all the land. And I told you that word land in the Hebrew means world. So when Paul was recounting that event, instead of him to say, for the promise that he should be the heir of the land, you see that instead of land, there he put world. Because Abraham used visionary power and saw the whole world. Is it with these physical eyes? No. It's with the eyes of his spirit, the eyes of faith. In his mind, he saw the whole world and God gave it to him. Remember, he said, all the land which you see, I give to you. So for God to give him the whole world, that means God gave him the whole land. That means he saw it. What you see determines what you can seize. What you picture determines what you can capture. The harvest you don't picture, you cannot capture. Am I communicating? The future mega harvest you desire, that you cannot picture, you can't visualize, you can't envision, you can't receive it, you can't capture it. Am I communicating? Very powerful principle. You have to see it. Whether it is spiritual vision or seeing it by faith or mental picture, you must see it. See it with the eyes of your mind. See it with the eyes of your spirit. That's the key to taking it. Praise God. Habakkuk 2 from verse 1, he said, I will stand upon my watch, set me upon my tower. I will stand to see what he will say to me, and what I shall answer when I'm reproved. Next verse. In his meditation. Okay? If you read Amplified, they say in my meditation, that verse 1. He said, and the Lord answered me and said, write the vision. Make it plain. Tell your neighbor, write the vision. Write it upon tables. Look up. There are two places you must write it. Number one, upon the tables of your heart first. Number two, you write it physically
on pen and paper or vision board physically in this earth realm, write it clearly. First, upon the tables of your heart. How do you write it upon the tables of your heart? Through your confession and meditation. Okay? You keep declaring it. The psalmist says, my pen, my tongue is like the pen of a ready writer. So as you are speaking those words, you are writing it upon the tablet of your heart. Then you meditate on it. Am I communicating? Keep saying it. Don't stop talking. This is my year of supernatural. I reap mega harvest every single week, every single day. Keep declaring it. He said, for he has said that we may boldly say. So you have to boldly say what he has said for you to see it manifest in this earth realm. Write it upon your heart. Then write it, oh, have your journal. Write it somewhere clearly where you'll be seeing it every day. Am I communicating? Give me this in Message translation. I like the way Message put it. Message says, big block letters. And then God answered, write this. He said, write what you see. Write it out in big block letters so that it can be read on the run. Write it, oh, you say, you will remember, you will remember. Is that not how you have forgotten so many things God have shown you and told you? Write it clearly with pen and paper. He said, I don't have pen. Use pencil. There is a saying that the faintest pen is better than the sharpest memory. Human beings can, you know, thoughts are volatile. You easily forget. So write it in big block what? Letters. So that it can be read on the run. That somebody looking from far can see it. Write a vision. Make it plain. This is an instruction. No, it's not a suggestion. God was the one that was giving him this instruction. The prophet. That he may run that read it. That you can read it on the run. Next verse. Okay, give me King James now. I just wanted that in Amplified. It says, for the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end, not at the beginning. He shall speak and not lie. Though he tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Look up. In the process of actualization of the vision, in the initial phase, it will look like a lie. As well, when it is tarrying, circumstances, present circumstances that look contrary, may even make you to start thinking that it is a lie. It will not lie. Let me tell anybody, it will not lie. Hold on to that word in faith and fight the good fight of faith. It shall come to pass. Hallelujah. Jeremiah 1 verse 9. Jeremiah 1 verse 9. Very powerful principle. Capturing the vision of your desired mega harvest is the number one key to reaping the harvest. Number one rule. He said, the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth. The Lord said unto me, behold, I have put my words in thy mouth. Next verse. See. Let me tell your neighbor, see. See. He's talking of vision. I have this day set thee over the nations, over the kingdoms. See who he has made you. See who God has made you. See what he is saying. I have this day set thee over the nations, over the kingdom, to root out, to pull down, to destroy, to throw down, to build and to plant. Verse 11. He says, moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Jeremiah, what seest thou? What can you see? God is asking the prophet, what seest thou? And I said, I see a rod of an almond tree. Next verse, 12. Then said the Lord unto me, thou hast well seen. In other words, you have seen well. For I will hasten my word. Which word? This word that you have seen well. I will hasten that word to perform it. So it is the vision of that prophetic word concerning the mega harvest that you see very well that God will hasten to perform. Clarity of vision, it releases speed for accomplishment. Are you listening? The reason why some of you are not seeing speedy manifestation and performance is because you have not yet seen well. Your vision is still blurred. It's still beclouded. Are you getting? Let nothing becloud the vision of your mega harvest. Don't allow present adverse circumstances, contrary circumstances. Don't allow it becloud your vision. You know, when we were younger as children, we used to dream very wild. You remember those? You used to do sand house. Say, this is my mansion. Say, daddy, I build this mansion for you. Eh? Mommy, this is your private jet. You know, we used to have this wild vision. Children don't think in possibilities. That's why the Bible will talk about childlike faith. But as we began to grow up, problems of life, it has killed those vision, so that we even rebuke the children when they are dreaming big. Say, mommy, I will buy private jet for you. You see, wait, what has happened to our visionary capacity? What has happened to our dreaming power? Our visionary power, what has happened to it? Our capacity to dream. Are you listening? Don't allow anything to becloud your vision of greatness, of harvest. No. It doesn't matter how many times you failed, you tried, you failed, you tried. Don't allow that to stop you or becloud that vision God has given you. Am I communicating? Fight to keep it clear. I say fight to keep it clear. I say fight to keep it clear. Every now and then, go back to that vision. That's why I say write it down in block letters. Review it. You know, when you review the vision, it releases a new energy for pursuit. You know, that is the process of pursuing the vision. Life don't beat you. You have lost energy. You have lost passion and enthusiasm to pursue it. Now you go back and review together with the Holy Ghost. And as you review, new energy, new passion, new zeal. It's like you are refreshed. You are rejuvenated. Then you go back and pursue it with a new energy. There's somebody here that the Lord is telling me to tell. There was a project you started, you abandoned. Something God told you to do, you started, but because of challenges here and there, you abandoned. God said, go back. Say, that vision is still valid. He said, I will help you. I will help you. He said, go back to it. In the name of Jesus, receive grace. I say, receive grace. The hand of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation. His hand shall also finish it. I release grace to finish everything God told you to start. In the name of Jesus. Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes, oh yes. It is still valid. I say that vision is still valid. And a lot of lives depend on it. My God will sponsor you. So you have to clarify the vision, then develop a strategic action plan in partnership with the Holy Spirit. Clarify the vision. Because clarity of vision inspires. The clearer the vision, the more the motivation to run with it. So clarify the vision. Then next, after clarifying it, develop an action plan in partnership with the Holy Spirit. Develop what? An action plan. Then next, act on it in faith. Don't just leave the plan on pen and paper. Act on it. Take action. Relentless pursuit to turn it into reality, to actualize it, and you act out in faith. It can be scary. That's why you need faith. See the impossible. Dare the impossible. Am I communicating? You need courage to act on the vision. You need courage. Courageous action. You look at those fears, those things scaring you. You
look at your fears in the eyes and you damn those fears. You act out in faith. You act out with faith and courage. Am I communicating? This is very important. Courage is very important too. God told Joshua, be strong and very courageous, because there will be so many things. The giants are there to scare you from your mega harvest. Naysayers are everywhere trying to discourage you. Problems here and there. That is where you need courage. You act in spite of those fears. And somebody has rightly said that the best way to kill your fear is to do what you fear. When you do what you fear, the fear of that thing dies. Kill fear of failure by taking courageous action. Action steps. Become action oriented. The year is remaining how many months to go? All those your dream in January, all those vision in January, all your goals, go back to them. Dust the book. Some of you have kept it somewhere, cobwebs and dust. Go and dust it. Go through it again. If you tried and failed once, try again. If you fail again, try again. Try again. The Bible says the righteous falleth seven times, he shall surely rise again. Why? Because there is something in him that makes it impossible for him to remain down. The question is not whether you fell down, is staying down is a problem. You are not a failure until you remain down. Failure is not a person. Don't make yourself that person. It can be an event you experience on your way to success. It can be an opinion, in fact. But it's never a person. No, don't make yourself that person. Am I communicating? For every failed attempt, you gain experience on how you can do it better next time. So if you profit from a failed attempt, you didn't really lose anything. Are you listening? A lot of great and successful men we celebrate up there. If they tell you how many times they have failed at some things they attempted, you will be surprised. They have failed more than you. They have attempted more things and failed at it more than you. But they didn't give up. They were persistent. They kept at it. They kept at it. They kept at it until, bam. You see, sometimes one breakthrough after many failed attempts, it will compensate for all those years of failed attempts. All you need is just one major. You try this business, he failed. You try that one, he failed. Keep digging. Be like Isaac's servant. They dug, they collected it. They kept digging. They kept digging. You understand? You dig a sack, they collect. You dig this one. Keep digging until you get to Rehoboth, your large place. And when you get one major breakthrough, you will forget your days of sorrow. You will forget all the shame resulting from previous failures. Am I communicating? Some of us are too lily-livered. We dey fear too much. Even to invest, you dey fear. Yeah, what if I lose money? What if I fail? What if you succeed? It's 50-50. Risk. It is risky. Put E between the last Y and E. What do you get? Key. So risk is a key to your next level. Use the key. Go and ask a lot of great men, rich men, wealthy men. They take risk, but calculated risk. Don't take foolish risk. Get the facts right. Am I communicating? Before you take risk. Before you go do MMM. Where is even MMM now, sir? Where then they? Take calculated risk. Go for knowledge, information, and make sure you are led by the Spirit. Hallelujah. Start acting on your dreams. I'll stop here. Start acting on your dreams. Some people are too high. They are too docile. Too docile. Too docile. inactive, dormant. Even if Jesus appears and hold their hands, say, go and carry out the vision, they will still be moving back, as if you don't want to go. As if you will not follow me. Oh yeah. Some people are like this. Even if Jesus is dragging, they will still be dragging with Jesus like this. Abba mana. Those things you plan to do in January, those goals, what has happened to them? Go back to them. I'm here to challenge you. Go back to them. I say go back to them. They are still valid. Am I communicating? God appeared to Moses. He said, let my people go. Go and tell Pharaoh, let my people go. The Pharaoh let them go at the first time. That's at Moses' first attempt. Did he let them go? He kept going how many times? What if Moses had given up at that first attempt? God told you, go and do this. You met brick wall and then you gave up. Go back. Don't take no for an answer. Yeah. Keep insisting on what God told you. Are you getting me? Stay on it. Praise God. I say praise God. Keep insisting. Be persistent. Persevere. It may take time, but you must get your answer. Look at the parable of the persistent widow. Luke 18. Jesus said the woman kept coming. She kept coming. He told the unjust judge, avenge me of my adversary. Probably those that kill her husband. Avenge me. I want justice. This is a wicked, unjust judge. He does not fear God. He does not regard man. But the power of persistence wearied this man. It wearied him off until he had no choice than to attend to the woman and give her a request. He said, it's true, I don't fear God. I don't regard man. But this woman is coming to me every day. She will kill me. Let me just give her. Do you know it's through sheer persistence that the devil is winning many Christians? It's not because he has more power. It's persistence. Persistence. Many Christians, they easily give up. You were expecting, because God spoke to you, the thing will just happen automatically. You think Satan will not try to oppose it? If Satan, the defeated, and he knows he has been defeated, has refused to give up, he believes somehow he will win. And he's winning in the life of Christian. Why? Because he does not give up easily. What of you that has been declared the victor? You that has defeated Satan in Christ, why will you easily give up when your adversary has refused to give up? Think about this. It is persistence that drives the nail of success. You know the way this carpenter used hammer to drive? We have some people into that. Now, persistence is that hammer. Persistence. Power. It is your persistence that will weary every form of opposition against you. Woman or demonic. I hear the story. You need the tenacity of a bulldog. I say you need the tenacity of a bulldog. You need to be tenacious. Be tenacious. I hear the story of this bulldog. Small bulldog going to fight a big one. Very massive one. He will leave his own compound, pass through the gate, cross over, enter the following compound to engage this big bulldog that is 10 times bigger than him in size in a fight. The big bulldog will give him the beating of his life. He will shout and run away. The one you win, no problem. He will run away to his compound. The following day, at exactly the same time in the morning, he will come again. Engage the big bulldog. The big bulldog will beat him. Give him the beat. He will cry. You know the way dogs cry. He will run. He will come back the following day, the same time. That continued. The big bulldog kept beating him every day. He continued for a while until one day he came again. The big bulldog said, "Kai, I don't tire to fight. Hey, it is true, I can beat him. This guy has refused to give up." So he saw him coming. The big bulldog put his tail between his legs and ran away. So who finally won? That's the power of persistence and tenacity. Though the small bulldog lost so many battles, but he won eventually. Why? Because of his persistence. This is why Satan is winning many Christians. I'm telling you, in warfare, just pure persistence. So you must have staying power. What has God told you? What God told you in the morning, you're already doubting in the evening. What will happen in the night? Never doubt what God told you in the morning, in the afternoon, or night. The psalmist said, "Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for thou art with me." No doubt. Whether I feel him or not, he's with me. Am I communicating? We'll continue here next week. This is a very powerful teaching. I have so much. We'll continue here next week. Rise to your feet. Somebody here, God is going to show you something that will turn you into a millionaire. God is going to show you something that will make you a solution provider, a problem solver. Malagabadaya. God will show you a major revelation that will cure every confusion, that will give you clear direction. Kalatuza balatai, brantos ketila, bon rakatai, erudege barakatai, shoto baligada. There is a mighty supply. Can you see the supply? Can you see the supply of the mega harvest? Give me Genesis 22:13. You remember when God instructed Abraham to go and sacrifice Isaac on Mount Moriah? Abraham was about to kill Isaac. Then the voice of the Lord came to him. The angel spoke. He said, "Don't kill him again. You have passed the test of obedience." And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked. He lifted up his eyes and looked. And behold, behind him a ram. Hey! There is a ram caught in a ticket for you. There is a ram caught in a ticket for you. There is a mighty supply for you. There is a mighty mega harvest for you. He said there is a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering instead of his son. Verse 14. And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh. Hey, God is showing up in this season as your Jehovah Jireh. It doesn't matter the price of things in the market. It doesn't matter the cost of things, the economy that is biting. I prophesy Jehovah Jireh is rising for you. You are about to experience the ministry of Jehovah Jireh like never before. My God will supply all your needs. There is a mighty supply for you. There is a mighty supply for you. There is a mighty supply for you. No more shortages. No more lack. No more scarcity. You are moving from scarcity to surplus. You are moving from the realm of not enough to the realm of more than enough. In the name of Jesus. He called the name of the place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said to this day, in the mount it shall be seen. You see, it is one thing for God to provide. It's another thing for you to see the supply. To see what he has provided. Son of man, what can you see? As you pray in tongues now, the visions of the Spirit will be coming to your heart. Now lift up your voice. I don't know your area of need, but as you pray, see, speaking in tongue is spirit to spirit encoded mystery. is a coded communication. It is speaking spirit encoded mysteries. Am I communicating? And as you speak mysteries, as you pray in the spirit, that vision, those visions of mega harvest, those visions, kalabun tekeba, of supernatural supplies, they will be coming to your spirit. Lift up your voice. Come on, pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Spirit. The picture is changing. Where you used to see lack, where you used to see poverty, where you used to see shortages, God is changing that picture. You begin to see abundant increase. You begin to see your mega harvest. You begin to see a mighty supply. Shatake no barakatai, mando proske tule kida kapatai, lepeke tekeba. Begin to envision the harvest, your desired harvest. Ekabalika barakatai, rodobo sebila kapatai, sombre kida, latiko bolokotai. Jehovah Jireh is rising for you. Is rising for you. You will not share tears of pain again. Tears of weeping and suffering, sorrow, frustration, and failure. Those pictures are changing. There is a mighty supply. Genesis 24. Give me Genesis 24:63. Something powerful. Genesis 24:63. And Isaac went out to meditate in the field, and at the evening tide, and he lifted up his eyes and he saw. He lifted up his eyes. He went to meditate. You see, one of the stages of meditation is the stage of visualization. Am I communicating? Image formation, picture. You begin to see that word. You see that prophetic word. You see what God is saying. Am I communicating? He said he went to meditate in the field. He lifted up his eyes and he saw. Behold, the camels were coming. Ah, there are things coming for you. Hey, your harvest is coming. But you have to see it. He saw the camels were coming. Ayagabalataya. You have to see those blessings coming. You have to see those finances coming. You have to see those open doors coming. Those promotion coming. Those breakthrough coming. He went to meditate. He lived. Somebody here, God said, I should tell you, your cars are coming. Your car is coming. Your house is coming. The children's school fees you are worried about is coming. The monies you have been waiting for is coming. Your God ordained husband is coming. Your God ordained wife is coming. Your God given children are coming. He said he lifted up his eyes and he saw the camels coming. Lia Bate Zuberikata. Your success is coming. Your greatness is coming. Your wealth and riches are coming. Your admission is coming. Your business breakthrough is coming. Ayabataya. Your prosperity is coming. Those open doors are coming. He saw it coming. That miracle job you desire is coming. That ayalabatose bilatatai. That miracle house is coming. That money for house rent is coming. Latakedo borokoto brakatai. That scholarship. This is for somebody. That scholarship that you desire is coming. That international passport and visa. It is coming. Shateke barakataya. Embrekete. That international open door is coming. That contract is coming. Labate. The miracle you desire. That healing is coming. Eleberekoto brekete. Come on, lift up your voice. Say, I take it. Come on, Mashata. Embrekete labakato. I take my camels. Efoposete.
lifted up his eyes, he saw the camel. Ayabala, there is expansion for you. Eleke barakata, supernatural increase, expansion, enlargement, expansion, enlargement, supernatural increase. Maleboko, those customers are coming. Those customers, they are coming to patronize your business. He says, lift up your eyes. The camels are coming. He says, arise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. He said, though darkness shall cover the earth, cross darkness the people, the Lord shall arise upon you. Elabakata, his glory shall be seen upon you. The Gentiles are coming to your light. They are coming, oh, they are coming. Unbelievers are coming to you to be saved. Their kings are coming to the brightness of your rising. Kings and nobles, kings and potentates, they are coming to you. Shalemosa, they are coming to receive direction. They are coming to hear your wisdom. They are coming with their resources. They are coming to favor you. They are coming. Ashila Bakatai. Oh yes, the Gentiles are coming to your light. Kings are coming. The glory of God is beaming forth from you. It's radiating. It's pulling them. It's pulling them to come. Labakadege brakatai. Shalabakatai. They are coming for you to meet their needs. Ifeledo silabaha. Enkraskapa. Emborosi balakida kapalatai. Embrekete. Alabakose pilatatai. He said, lift up your eyes and see your sons and daughters. They are coming from afar. Alaya bakose peletia. Embreketekete. Rakabakata gabrakata. Elakabakatai. Your children are coming. Your children are coming. Your destiny helpers are coming. They are coming to favor you. They are coming to help you. Ikoteke balatiza. Your customers are coming. Your clients are coming. Your business partners are coming. Ilaya bakatose bilakatai. Manda balakusa pratata. Maleboko sepelete, emprekete, ekabasapa, lapatose bilatatai, ekobolekira. Oh yes, Ladia, those visions are flooding your heart. Visions, sutekeba, of the harvest is flooding your heart. He said, then thou shalt see and flow together. Thy heart shall fear and be enlarged, because the abundance of the sea, the abundance of the sea shall be converted unto thee. The forces of the Gentiles shall come to thee. The abundance of the sea is a season of abundance. It's a season of abundant increase. Ikolebo rakatai. Embreketiza bagadai. Jehovah Jireh is rising for you. The God of more than enough is meeting all your needs. My God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory. He said, the abundance of the sea shall be converted to you. The wealth of the Gentiles are coming to you. The wealth of the Gentiles are coming to you. The wealth of the Gentiles. Ikilabataya pondeba embrekete. Your broke days are over. Your broke days are over. Your broke days are over. Your begging days have ended. Your begging days are over. Your borrowing days are over. Your borrowing days are over. Eke barakata. The forces, the wealth of the Gentiles shall come unto thee. He said, the multitudes of camels shall cover thee. The dromedaries of Midian and Ephah, all day from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and incense. They shall alabatose bilatatai. They shall show forth the praises of our God. Ilabagadagaba. We will dedicate your cars. We will dedicate your cars. We will dedicate your houses. We will dedicate your Balabatiza, your business, your shop, Palateva, Embrekede, your private church, we will dedicate them. Your shipping lines, we will dedicate them. Your yachts, we will dedicate them. Mandege Barakatai. Yes, those cars are coming. Alebo Sepelete. Ambrakatagada. They shall show forth the praises of our God. Bledevosha, all the flocks of Kedar shall be gathered together unto thee. The rams of Nebaoth shall minister unto thee. They shall come up with our scepters on my altar. I will glorify the house of my glory. He said, who are these as fly, as a cloud, and as those to their nest? Malevosha, surely the island shall wait for thee, the ship of Tarshish first, to bring thy sons from far, their silver and gold with them, unto the name of the Lord, the Holy One of Israel, because he has glorified thee. And the sons of strangers shall build up thy walls. The sons of strangers will build up your walls. Their kings shall minister to thee. I prophesy, kings will minister to you. Kings will minister to you. Nobles, potentates will minister to you. Your name will be mentioned in high places for favor. Your name will be mentioned in quarters that matter for favor. Suddenly they will remember you. The book of remembrance is open in your favor. Manda Baleko Boko Sekete. Destiny helpers, including kings and nobles, they will remember you for good. Kings will minister to you. For in my wrath I smote thee, but in my favor I had mercy on thee. Therefore thy gates shall be open continually. Your gate will be open continually. Your life will be open continually. Your financial gate will be open continually. Your bank account will be open continually. Men will give to you. They will favor you. They shall not be short. They shall not be short. I prophesy supernatural open doors. Supernatural open gates. Lateke barakatai. Embrekete. That men may bring unto you the wealth of the Gentiles. Round the clock, bushels of wealth are coming. Malabaku sepelete. They shall be open continually. Ayayayayayaya. No more closed doors. He said, I set before you an open door which no man can shut. Elagabasa palata. Rokopokodo. Embrakata. Somebody here, a door that opened for you before that God closed, God is reopening it. God is reopening those doors. God is redigging those wells. Oh yes, those doors are opening. God is opening them again. They shall not be shut anymore. Your gate will be open continually. I prophesy supernatural open doors. Ikalabaseteke barakatai. Doors of favor are opening for you. Doors of promotion are opening for you. Doors of prosperity are opening for you. Doors in Kateba, in your business, in your career, in your job, in your academics, multiple open doors. I prophesy multiple open doors. Iloboko sepelete. Ambrakata sabakatai. Ilabato sebelete. Embrakata kataya. Ikopoteke balatai. Embeletuze prekete. Ekopokoto balata. Rakabakata brakata. Rakabakata brakata. In Isaiah 45, from verse 1, he said, thus saith the Lord, to Cyrus is anointed, in whose right hand I have held. Ay, 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 ay. God is holding your hand. anointing you and holding your hand. You will do exploits. He said, whose right hand I am holding to subdue nations before him. Nations are subdued before you. Systems are subdued. Nations and systems are subdued. The sectors are subdued. He said, to loose the loins of kings. To loose the loins of kings. To open before him the two leaf gates. And the gate shall not be shut. I don't know any gate that has been shut against you. But by Ayalino Barakatai, by the apostolic and prophetic mantle upon my life, I decree and declare, let every closed door be open now. Every gate that has been shut against you, by the anointing of the Holy Ghost, I command those doors be open now. Those gates be open now. He said, I will loose the loins of kings. I will open before you the two leaf gates, and the gates shall not be shut. Verse 2. He said, I will go before thee and make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gate of brass. I will cut asunder the bars of iron. Listen, every gate of brass, by the rod of power and scepter of apostolic authority, I decree and declare, every gate of brass, every bar of iron that has hindered your progress, that has hindered your success, that has hindered your prosperity, I command them be broken now. I command them be broken now. I break in pieces the gate of brass. I cut asunder the bars of iron. For he has broken the gate of brass. Those walls of limitation are coming down. Those barriers are broken now. Those chains are broken now. Chains of resistance. Every embargo is lifted now. Every demonic embargo is lifted now. Every demonic yoke is broken now. You cannot be stopped anymore. You cannot be limited anymore. You cannot be small in this life. Whatever has resisted your progress before now, I put a permanent end to that power. I crush every demonic opposition in the name of Jesus. Unstoppable progress, unstoppable prosperity. He says, I will go before you. When God is going before you, every mountain becomes a molehill. Every mountain melts like wax. The hills, like they melt. There is no barrier. No devil enough can stop you. Iliko barakata kabrakata. What stop others will not stop you. Where nobody has ever reached in your family, you will be the first to get there. Malaboko sekete borakata. Verse 3. And I will give thee the treasures of darkness, the hidden riches of secret places, that thou mayest know that I am the Lord, which called thee by name, I am the God of Israel. Somebody here, I prophesy to you, the level of wealth and money that nobody has ever seen or handled in your family, in your village, in your state, in your country, I prophesy you will see it and handle it. You will see it and handle it. God will give you the treasures of darkness. I say, God, by his wisdom and power, will give you the treasures of darkness. By the wisdom and power of the Christos, I prophesy the treasures of darkness are given to you now. They are released to you now. They are released to you now. The riches of secret places is coming to you now. Anywhere they tie down your money, anywhere they tie down your financial favor, any force, any power that has tied down your money and financial blessing, I come with the rod of power and the scepter of apostolic authority. I crush those powers now. I judge those powers now. I decree and declare, anywhere they tied your money, let it be loose. I lose your finances. I lose your financial favors. I lose your financial blessings. Receive your bumper financial harvest. Receive your mega financial harvest. In the name of Jesus. Come on, rejoice. It is done. Rejoice. Rejoice like somebody that just received. My God, what a mighty release. You will return with a testimony. We will hear your testimony on this altar. And make sure you testify. In Jesus' name. Just lift up your hands and bless the name of the Lord. For all that you have received. For this swift supernatural shift. I tell you, a quick walk will the Lord do in this season. In your life. A quick walk in your family. In your business. A quick walk. Go ahead and bless him. In Jesus' name. All eyes closed, all heads bow. When I say all eyes closed, I mean all. And I don't want movement. All eyes closed, all heads bow. There are some people here that they want to make their ways right with God. You know, your relationship with Jesus, with God, is not cordial. You are not in good terms. You want to return to him. You want to surrender your life to Jesus. You want to hand over your life to him. That's very important. That is the way that all these prayers and prophetic blessing will work for you the most. I want you to lift up your right hand. Wherever you are, there's nothing to be ashamed of. Lift up your right hand. You want to surrender your life to Jesus. You want to accept him as your Lord and Savior. Lift up your right hand wherever you are. Lift up your right hand. Lift up your right hand. If you are lifting up your right hand, please take another step of faith. Just come forward. Including those listening online, I'm going to pray for you. Come forward. Anybody like that, just lift up your right hand. Come to Jesus. Come and accept the free gift of eternal life that he has made available. Anyone following online, say this prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus, I come to you today. I believe you died for my sins. And on the third day, you were raised back to life. For my justification, I confess with my mouth that from this day henceforth, you are my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus.
We believe you're blessed by this message. Our goal is to raise a glory generation that will walk in kingdom dominion and manifest the word of God as a lifestyle. To download more messages by Dr. Lucas Sagon King or to partner with us, please visit www.avalancheofglory.org. Subscribe to our YouTube and Telegram channel. Also follow us on Facebook and Instagram at the Avalanche of Glory Ministries International. Call 080-6530-2610 or 070-3699-1158 for more information. We love and celebrate you. We'll be right back.